Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Rescuers don't think there's anyone still alive on a popular New Zealand tourist island where a volcano erupted, killing at least five. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, one San Francisco man on vacation in New Zealand has been tweeting out dramatic images of the eruption as his boat escaped White Island.
And Susan, at least 18 people suffered serious burns when the volcano on the uninhabited but heavily visited White Island erupted about 2:11 local time, sending choking gray ash 12,000 feet in the air and then blanketing the grounds below, smothering a helicopter and a small pier where tourists gathered for evacuation. It's still not clear how many people are still missing, but Michael Shape, an engineering manager at San Francisco-based Stripe, was on vacation with his family and was tweeting he had been on the edge of what's billed as New Zealand's most active volcano not 20 to 30 minutes before it erupted. Stunned tourists watched from a departing boat as the ash cloud billowed into the sky and they were ordered inside the cabin. Now, Shade says his mother was tending to a badly burned victim on their boat, someone who seemed to be improving as they got closer to shore. It's not clear why tourists were still allowed to visit that island when scientists were warning of volcanic unrest as far back as October. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Tired of dealing with constant power outages, some Treasure Island residents want San Francisco to supply them with backup batteries for their homes. KCBS's Matt Bigler reporting from TI this morning that officials are taking steps to try to make those outages less frequent. Matt?
Stan, I tell you what, it seems like there's a power outage this morning here on TI. Some construction crews have been walking around with flashlights and headlamps because the fog is so thick. The last real outage happened about a month ago when Marcus Ward was working security here.
Just out of nowhere, the power just shut down. In certain areas was literally pitch dark. Some areas had a little light, but very little. So the island as a whole, it was pretty dark.
Now, that's happened 12 times so far in 2019, twice as many outages as last year. As you can imagine, TI residents have had enough. Some are asking that the city supply them with backup home batteries to help avoid things like spoiled food. Well, the city isn't going to do that, but according to the Chronicle, the Treasure Island Development Authority has approved two equipment upgrades that should make the outages hopefully less frequent. The long-term fix is still at least 10 years out when the city replaces the aging electrical system that it inherited from the Navy decades ago. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
California's wildfires. They've killed dozens of people, burned thousands of homes, and done billions of dollars in property damage over the last few years. They've also cost the state nearly $5 billion a year in pay for firefighters, a number driven by surging overtime costs. The Los Angeles Times has analyzed state payroll records and reports more than 1,000 firefighters working for agencies in Los Angeles County alone made more than $100,000 just in the last year. In fact, overtime pay now represents one-third of all the money paid to firefighters working for agencies in L.A. County. The Los Angeles Times reports despite the big overtime checks, many experts argue it's actually cheaper to do things this way than to hire more permanent firefighters once you factor in the cost of recruiting, training, and benefits.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.